Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niearhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson bunts towards first. Simpson scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Niearhas moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Fox reaches second base with a double. Niearhas scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. There goes Stewart. The throw from Hegan to Boone, and Stewart is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Dobson covering. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox fields the ball and throws to second. Carrasquel drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Carrasquel. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Simpson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Niarhas and he is out, Minoso applying the tag. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Niarhas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-0 in the game. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Win hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Avila reaches second base with a double. Lehner throws the ball into Robinson who tags Avila trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. Zarrilla moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Busby pinch runs for Al Zarrilla. Lou Brissy now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Paul Lehner now playing right field. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Niearhas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Dobson moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Minoso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss now playing second base. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niearhas takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Niearhas moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.